The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So you can settle into your meditation posture. Closing your eyes if that's comfortable for you. Turning your attention inwards. What's the first thing that you notice if you turn your attention inwards? Maybe it's the presence of the body, or the breath, or that there's a lot of thoughts going on. A simple recognizing and acknowledging what is present for you here in this moment. And if you wish, you could spend some time just focusing on the body, noticing that you're sitting here, feeling the touch of the buttocks with the chair or cushion bench. Feeling the feet or the legs touching the surface beneath it. Notice if there's any areas in the body where there's some tension, some discomfort. Inviting those areas to relax, to soften. May those areas relax, may they soften. Then we can go back to opening to whatever is most obvious in this moment. What is alive for you right now? Maybe thought streams or busyness in the mind. Maybe ease or peacefulness in the mind and body. Or maybe certain body sensations or sounds stand out. you can notice how certain experiences arise and then immediately have a certain response to them, like a sound contacting the ear door, as it is called. And maybe a wanting to hear more of the bird song, wanting to push it away, not wanting the chainsaw or the leaf blower. Noticing maybe even certain thought trains arising, like, oh, I need a new leaf blower, or why do the neighbors always blow their leaves in the middle of the day? That kind of thing. We can notice how this simple contact of a sound with the ear door, a thought or emotion with the mind door, certain sensations in the body with the body door, etc., can elicit this whole train of events. From liking to disliking, to pushing away, craving more, excessive thinking, certain feelings or emotions arising. There's nothing wrong with that. You can just notice it. Recognize this whole train of things happening based on this one sense contact, as it is called. Contact of the sound with the ear door, for example, or the thought with the mind door. We can notice if this whole train of events that might happen sometimes is wholesome or unwholesome. It's leading to further happiness and freedom, or away from happiness and freedom, towards more contraction, unhappiness, unsatisfactoriness. Sometimes the Buddha advises to guard the sense doors. Which could mean to be present at the moment that this whole train of events unfolds. And maybe stop it in its tracks if we can. Telling ourselves, oh no, I don't want to go there right now. Might not be so wholesome. Sometimes that's possible. And if it's not, we can just see, recognize, acknowledge the whole train of events happening. From a certain thought arising to the liking or disliking of it, pushing away or craving for more, to more thoughts, emotions, and feelings. Or from the sound happening to the pushing away, to the thinking about the sound or other events related to it. And continue in silence. last few minutes of the meditation, we can spend some time to reflect on the goodness that arises from our practice. A simple intention to practice is already very wholesome. And so we could take a moment to thank ourselves for taking the time to meditate today. And we can also thank the others present here, since meditating in a group can be really supportive. Meditating as a sangha help us to actually do it, actually go sit. Helps with the group energy. Group energy might help us. So we could also send some metta, some loving kindness to all of us present here, including ourselves. Maybe I'll be happy. See if you can wish that for everyone present, including yourself. May we all be happy. May we all be more and more at ease and at peace in our lives. And we can expand our kindness, these kind wishes, to all of those who might be listening to the recording, including ourselves in this group. May all of us be happy. May all of us have more and more peace and ease in this life. And we can expand to all beings everywhere. May all beings everywhere be happy. May they all have more and more ease and peace in their lives.